Hello and welcome to this online service on Sunday the 27th of December here at Oney Baptist Church. My name is David Greaves, one of the elders here, and it's our fervent wish that you will enjoy our short service of worship as we meet together remotely, as we have had to do most of this year. Although we're not physically together, and we may not even be listening at the same time, our God knows us and knows we're members of his family in this town. And he knows if we're visitors from other places. In any case, you're very welcome, and we trust that you'll sense God's presence as we worship together and listen to what he has to say to us. Let's just open in prayer. Lord, we lift our worship and praise to you, for you are the Almighty God, the God of creation, the sustainer of all things, the one true, righteous and faithful God in whom we can place our trust and hope. We do pray that you will prepare our hearts and minds for this time together, that we may be open to what you have to say to us as we consider the year that's coming to a close and the future beyond it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, our first song is an encouragement to us in times that have been dark, particularly over recent months, because there is light even in the darkness. Jesus is the light, and the light of Christ has come into the world. It's song number 1026, The Light of Christ. We're going to turn to God in prayer now. Let's just pray together. Dear loving Father God, as we come towards the end of another year, we thank you for the way you've worked in our lives over these months. In a world that appears to be out of control, with suffering everywhere we turn, it's good to know that you are in control, that we are right to put our trust in you for the future. We thank you for the good news that vaccines have been developed at record speed, and our hope is that these will be effective and readily available to all to bring to an end this awful pandemic that's caused such disruption, illness, fear and grief around this world. We pray for politicians, leaders and authorities that have been grappling with the effects of this virus, in addition to all the other major issues that are facing our world today. We pray for peace and consensus, a coming together of peoples to alleviate the suffering of starvation, homelessness, refugees, lack of clean water and sanitation, lack of education, and all the other global problems that we really should be able to tackle in this day and age. We pray for the good news of Jesus to spread across this your world as people seek to find meaning to their lives and hope for their future. And we pray for our own area and our town here in Oni, and indeed our fellowship, that you will keep us safe and well. We pray for all those who've been that have felt lonely or isolated this Christmas period, those who are alone or have been unable to meet up with family and loved ones because of the restrictions. We pray for all of those facing challenges because of health issues, challenges of strained or broken relationships, or financial worries. Be near to us, Lord Jesus, we pray. Look down from the sky and stay by our side. For you are God, and you hold this world and us as individuals in the palm of your hand. Amen. Now we're going to turn to God's word, and a familiar passage if you've been following our recent series on the miracle of Christmas. We're going to be reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians, starting at chapter 3, verse 26, and reading through to verse 7 of chapter 4.
So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What I am saying is that as long as an heir is under age, he is no different from a slave, although he owns the whole estate. The heir is subject to guardians and trustees until the time set by his father. So also, when we were under age, we were in slavery under the elemental spiritual forces of the world. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. Amen.
Now our second song is a real celebration of the fact that Jesus has come, bringing good news. Something that's been sadly lacking this year, of course. It's song number 739 in Songs of Fellowship. Good news to you we bring. Well, it's hard to believe, isn't it, that Christmas is pretty much over. If you've had a Christmas bubble, the chances are that that bubble has either burst or is about to do so, and we're going to head back into further periods of restrictions and lockdown. And as we look back over the year, we realise it has been an extraordinary year, isn't it? It's normally is the time when we reflect on what's happened over the year and we perhaps look forward to the next year. So if we think back to this time last year, well, how many of us would have predicted what has happened in 2020? How many of our guesses and our plans would have come true? Let's face it, we've all been taken by surprise over the course of this year. We've come to learn new words, which are now commonplace in our language. If we look back a year ago, how many of us were talking about a coronavirus? Or thinking about a lockdown? How many of us were thinking about different types of bubble? Support bubbles? Childcare bubbles? Christmas bubbles? How many of us would believe that for months, really, we were eagerly awaiting daily briefings from the government? How many of us knew what a furlough was? Sounds like an agricultural instrument, doesn't it? And what about Zoom? Well, thinking back to my childhood, that was a type of ice lolly. Not sure whether it still is. So new words have crept into our language over the course of the year. And new personalities have become commonplace to us, haven't they? Captain Tom Moore with his epic walks up and down his garden, not far from here in Master Moritane. And the incredible amount of money that was raised as a result of that. We've come to know people like Chris Whitty and JVT. And we may have come to know Joe Wicks. Depends how active we've been, I suspect, over the course of this year, and probably how young we are as well, to be honest. And the whole thing about carers, particularly the NHS. You remember how for weeks on end, on a Thursday evening, we would meet on our doorsteps to clap the NHS. And I think that morphed a little bit into clapping for carers in general. And there have been changes in our lifestyle, of course, over the course of this year. There's been an enforced isolation on many of us. Some of us have been shielding, so perhaps we've rarely been out of our houses over the course of this year. If we are followers of things like sport, we've perhaps been able to watch, but only on the television. Sport's been carrying on behind closed doors, and all we've had is sort of artificial crowd noises instead of the real thing. And of course there's been major restrictions on travel, especially abroad. So many things that we've not been able to do this year. Of course, one of the key things as far as we're concerned is the fact that we've not been able to meet physically together as a congregation of a fellowship of God's people. I noticed up until I think last week that there was a new sheet tucked in the folder here for the last time we met, which amazingly was on the 15th of March. And of course there's little prospect of us being able to meet in the near future. And planning has been a nightmare, hasn't it, this year? Celebrations that we had been planning during the course of this year have gone by the wayside. In fact, I mean, we've had two significant family birthdays this year, neither of which we've been able to celebrate. I expect you're the same as well. And we've only really been able to look at a very short term, haven't we? So who knows what we'll be able to do in 2021? Well, the answer to that, there's only one answer to that, and that is that God knows. He has a plan for us, for each one of us individually, and a plan for mankind in general. And it's a long-term, unchanging plan. It's not one that is just thought up off the cuff, depending on the local circumstances. It's not a plan that's blown off course by pandemics or anything else, to be honest. It's a long-term plan. And in fact, he's had this plan in mind since man was first created to walk on this earth. And since man turned their backs on God to go their own way, what we call sin. And it's a plan that would allow man to have a personal relationship with God, the Creator. Now, if you look through the Old Testament, you'll see the way that God has worked through his chosen people, the Jews. And he revealed to them much of his character. But he still faced rebellion from them, time and again. But what he was doing at that time was he was preparing the way. He was preparing for, in effect, the main event, when God himself would come to us, to this earth, in the form of Jesus, his Son. And of course, that coming is what we've celebrated each time, each year at around this time, the coming of the Messiah. Now, the timing of that part of God's plan was perfect. The Jews were awaiting a Messiah. The prophecies in the Old Testament had shown them that he was going to be coming, and given great detail about coming Messiah. Except that they were expecting one to come in power and glory. We heard how the Greek culture of the time had been spreading across Europe and the Middle East, and that there was now a common language, which meant that news and words could be transmitted and understood around a really large area. And of course, we heard that after the Greeks came the Romans, and they'd expanded their empire. They'd brought roads and communication to a large part of Europe and the Middle East, and in a way safety, which meant that it was easier for people to travel, and again for news of significant events, to actually be transmitted to a wider audience. And all of this was there to allow that news to spread freely, because the good news was on its way. The gospel, the news that the Messiah had come. But the method God chose wasn't that was expected by the Jews. In fact, it was so different that many didn't recognize or accept Jesus as the Messiah. And of course, many of them still don't today, and they continue to wait. Because Jesus wasn't born into royalty in a palace. He came as a child, born into poverty. God used all ordinary people, like Joseph and Mary, to give birth to and raise a child who was anything but ordinary. God himself, who'd put aside his deity to become fully human. Born into a manger, an animal feeding trough, instead of into some sort of ornate cradle. He was rejected by man even as he came into this world. There was no room at the inn, as I'm sure you know, so a manger would have to do. And the Lamb of God was born into a feeding trough used for sheep. Quite fitting then that the first people to hear the good news were shepherds, poor, simple, uneducated folk, but folk that could identify with the baby who'd been born into their world. And this illustrates that Jesus is accessible. He can be known by anyone, no matter what their circumstances, their intellect, their wealth or lack of it, the colour of their skin, their gender or nationality. And God continues to use ordinary people in this world to further his kingdom and carry out his work. Now, the reason for Jesus coming in this way was to bring a message to the people, the good news of the gospel, as we've already said. And the message was the person of Jesus himself. God come down to man in bodily form. And it had to be that way because of the purpose of his coming, which ironically, if you like, was to die. Jesus had come to be the Lamb of God, the sacrifice that would be made to God on behalf of man, that sins may be forgiven, and that relationship could be restored between God and man. You see, Jesus was uniquely qualified to make that sacrifice. He was God himself, but he was also a man. He was born as a man. And he lived a perfect life, not once falling into sin. And that was all to be able to take our place as a substitute, bearing God's wrath at our sin, when Jesus was crucified on that cross. So Christmas isn't the end of God's plan, but it was a significant step along the way, because it led on to Easter, when the plan would reach its central moment, if you like. And the good news is that that plan was put in place and executed perfectly for each one of us. There's nothing more God has to do. When Jesus returned to the Father after the resurrection and the ascension, he symbolically sat down, indicating the plan had successfully been completed. Job done. All that is left is for man to play their part, to trust in the Lord Jesus, to accept him as our personal saviour, to ask God to forgive us for what we've done and what we continue to do. So I don't know what plans you've got for 2021. Of course, we've got no way of knowing what's going to be allowed. What we do pray for 2021, though, I'm sure, is that it will be a better year than 2020 for all of us. We can plan, though, to know Jesus more in our lives. We can plan to be more useful to God. God can use us as ordinary people for extraordinary purposes. And we can trust that God has a plan for us and loves us and that he knows best. Amen. Our final song sums up the whole season of Christmas. Jesus, the Son of God, leaving his majesty and coming to us born into humble, poor surroundings, that he could grow up amongst us to show us God's character, then to die for us as our saviour. Lord, you are love beyond all telling. Saviour and King, we worship you. Emmanuel, within us dwelling, make us and keep us pure and true. It's song number 2433, Lord, you are rich beyond all splendour.
Lord, you were rich beyond all splendor, yet for love's sake became so poor, leaving your throne in glad surrender, sapphire papercots, full stable floor. Lord, you were rich beyond all splendor, yet for love's sake became so poor. You are our God beyond all praising, yet for love's sake became a man, stooping so low the sinner's raising, and was by your
thanks today must go to our musicians, technicians, administrators, and all those who've worked so hard this year to keep our ministry going here at Sutcliffe Baptist Church in Oney. And again, thank you for joining us today, and we hope you enjoy the rest of this Christmas season safely and with great joy. And of course, we wish you all a very happy, healthy and safe New Year. Let's just close in prayer. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, beyond, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.